following podcast contains views and thoughts that may not be suitable for younger audiences. Spoiler content will be included in this podcast, so if you do not want to be spoiled, you might want to wait until the podcast hits the archives. Accordingly, the thoughts and views of our hosts or callers do not reflect the views of the Missy AE podcast or any of the Whispers groups. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another edition of the Missy AE podcast. Yes, that's right. For once, Blog Talk Radio actually allowed us to do a show this week. Apologies for last week's non-show. We did have a show scheduled for last week, but Blog Talk Radio basically decided, you know what? We're basically just going to have our servers completely shit the bed for the entire week, thus canceling not just this podcast, but also the planned Sports Whispers Weekly special that was set to take place last Friday night. Thanks a lot, Blog Talk Radio. But we are officially back tonight with another dose of some Survivor 46 talk, as we have now officially hit the merge. Well, I mean, last week we hit the merge, but this is officially now everybody has gotten their buff, and we now have our first confirmed juror as part of a double boot episode where one left, or two left, but one ended up making the jury. Tim, unfortunately, was the odd one out, being the final pre-juror of the season due to coming in last, or his split group coming in last in the immunity challenge, and Soda, due to being part of the winning group, she gets the benefit of being the first juror of the season. And now, considering we are down to, I think we got about, let's see, 7, 8, 9, 10. I think we're down to the final 10 now. And based off of what we've been teased for next week's show, looks like maybe perhaps things might start to be going all over the place, and maybe perhaps we'll finally get to see whether or not the tribal lines will continue to be divided as they have been. But to start off with this week, just my opinion, I think specifically this week, but the last couple of weeks, I kind of feel have been sort of separating the pretenders from the contenders. And one person who came into focus completely, in my opinion, was Kenzie, as she comforted Ben when Ben ended up having a panic attack randomly in the middle of the night at camp. And it seemed like we've been getting to see more of a sort of more of Kenzie's humanity, if you will, with this week's episode. And not to mention, you know, we've been teased earlier this season about how good she is socially. Now, granted, a lot of people may look at how this season has been edited, and they may look at her current edit and think, oh boy, this is, she could be potentially one of those players that maybe gets the boot right before the finale, because of how much airtime that she has had. But I honestly just don't see that. If you look at who has gotten airtime, and obviously Jim has said it before that we're going to have a female winner this season, and I feel if you take a look at the remaining women left in this game, Venus, she just got her big victory over Soda in the clash for the tribal idol that she's been matched up with Soda all season long for, in a battle to hang on to that idol. Does she start up something new next week? I don't know. Tiffany, she's been more attached to Kenzie, if anything, as a sidekick, basically. She has an idol, but we haven't really seen that much strategy out of her that it does kind of make you wonder, will she even end up using that idol? Or could we see potentially another person go home with an idol in their pocket, just like Jem did a couple weeks ago? Then you have Liz, who can't stop boasting. Well, actually, she did stop boasting about her wealth, but she's not there for the money. She's there just for the title of Soul Survivor. Other than that, we've gotten absolutely nothing out of her. I had Maria in my contenders bracket for the women, but what really troubles me is the fact that her edit has really slowed down the last couple of weeks. Now, maybe, of course, granted, there's a possibility it could pick back up the further along we get here. Maybe she's more of a post-merge player as opposed to a pre-merge player. But right now, I don't know how anybody else feels, but I kind of feel like Kenzie right now, just based off of the edit, is the runaway favorite. Now, taking a look at everybody else, you know, Q, so far this whole season has been about him. We are just living in Q's world, basically. And Kenzie and Tiffany last night finally said, look, this isn't the Q show. And basically, essentially, they've put him in the back of their minds as being a potential target down the line if he doesn't slow his roll, which, based off of his character that we've seen from him this season, I don't think he's going to be slowing down the decision-making anytime soon. Charlie. He's more of a behind-the-scenes type of guy, but could I see him making finale night? I mean, maybe, but, he could be a potential zero-vote candidate, I feel, based off of based off of everything that we've seen so far and the fact that he's not really maybe I'm wrong with my assessment here, but it kind of feels like he's not involved that much when it comes to the strategic talk. Like, we get his thoughts on any strategy that's being discussed, but we don't really see him actually get things going. Because last night, it was actually, I believe it was Tevin who got things going. Let me just double check. Yeah, it was Tevin who got things going to get Soda out when it was looking possible that Charlie could be one of those targets before it ended up becoming either Soda or Venus. And honestly, looking at last night's boot, could we really even consider Soda to actually be a big move? I mean, just based off of what we've been shown of her this season, I don't know if maybe that's the fault of the Survivor editing crew, but I mean, we had been shown that she is a threat socially, but other than that, it almost seems like Tevin made a move last night just to make a move, even though Soda seemingly had been on his side. Let's see, what else did we have last night? Oh, I also found it interesting, too, that Maria felt more inclined to vote out Venus as well. I mean, ultimately, you know, it's just as Charlie said, that the cracks on Nami were more like oceans between continents. That Nami, the entire Nami tribe was basically ready to just go at each other's throats, basically just rip at each other first chance that they got. Now, over on the first vote out, that saw Tim go by a 4-2 vote over Hunter, I get Q's reasoning for wanting to targeting Tim. When you consider the fact that there's supposed to be a Power Six alliance that Tim is supposed to be a part of, and yet Tim just keeps on with all of his decision making. He just keeps on throwing up red flag after red flag. And I understand, some people in Whispers last night said that, you know, not getting rid of Hunter was the big mistake of the season so far, and that people will see that moving on down the line. While that may be true from a physical standpoint, at the same time, if you have instability in your alliance, and let's keep in mind, Hunter was another member of that plus six alliance, or of that plus one alliance. Better to get rid of the instability in somebody like Tim than to take out somebody like Hunter. Because Tim, as Q said, Tim basically had multiple avenues to get to the end with his plus one alliance, the Sega alliance, and the duo partnership that he had with Ben. So I can see where Q's line of thinking here, basically, with getting rid of Tim. I know Jim is going to join us later on tonight at some point. He's dealing with a couple of things right now. But we do have currently connected on the line. We have Daniel, we have Melissa, we have JB, and we have Janet to start off tonight's show. And we also have Tim out in the chat room. Tim Gross, that is. Let's start off with you, Melissa. You know, give us your thoughts on everything we saw last night. I mean, we know that you haven't been the biggest fan of Tevin. What are your thoughts on everything we saw, including? Was that really a big move made by Tevin last night?
For Tevin, it was. You know, whenever I see or hear Tevin, I just tune him out because it's like the Peanuts teachers. Wah, 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 wah. That's all I hear. Anyway, I had to laugh because I was watching a exit interview of Tim, who was saying, talking about them being childish, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yes, as the man who was wearing a bow in his hair like a little girl, you know. But anyway, these are my thoughts on just the crew in general. Venus, she's very pretty. You have to give that to her. But that girl is playing way too hard. And why they just keep passing her up is beyond me, which makes me think she goes farther than we think she does. Because they're in a mode where it's like, the devil you know versus the devil you don't type mentality there. They'd rather have her around because they know what she's like. But it's people like Tim, people like Soda scare them because they don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they really, really, what their end goals are. I mean, they know, well, I can't really, okay. Their end goals are to win, obviously, but they don't know who they're really aligned with. You know what I mean?
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah. That, it's just like how Tevin put it, how she's basically yapping all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was basically everywhere on that island. So it's very hard to keep in line with exactly what she's doing.
Yeah. So anyway, let me see. Yeah, I still think Venus is very much overplaying. And you know what? She doesn't care. She just doesn't care. So she's still, I still like her, even though I don't think she's the one that's going to win. I still think that, I'm still hoping. Okay, let's just put it this way. I hope that it's Maria that wins because I still don't like Kenzie. They can show me what a, you know, compassionate or a person who has empathy all they want to, but still it still stuck with me the way she was in the first part of the season, and I still don't like it. I don't know what else, Steve. To be honest with you, because I think that I don't know. I'm just kind of not as into this season as I have been the others. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, you know, it is kind of weird when you think about it because there, for some reason, they said that this season was loved by production. And I mean, we started off with a complete train wreck of a tribe in Yanu. And, yeah, okay, we got a blind side of Jem. And we got, I guess you could call it two blind sides of Tim and Soda. But other than that, you know, it seems like everybody has basically just been going down tribal lines so far to start off this season. So it's, I can kind of see where you where you're not really that into it, because it's like there's only a select few characters in this season. And then after that, it's almost like they're all looped in that same general area, like the same general packaging of contestants, if you would.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm just like, meh. I think, let me see here. I still don't like, Finn is like a non-person. And now that he's had his panic attack and all of that stuff, it's just like, if he's going to start having more of them, then they probably just need to get him off the island, because that's not good. It's not good for his system.
Well, you know, it does make you wonder if that's gonna play more of a role down the line, or if that was just a one-time thing.
Yeah. I'm glad that Tim got thrown off. I was tired of him complaining about the women. I'm glad that Soda was voted off, because she was getting a little bit full of herself. And let's see here. Last week, Mariah being voted off. Boy, Venus, I mean, talk about skinnier teeth. Wow. And Charlie, geez. Eventually, they're going to get theirs. I don't see either one of them going on to win the game.
Yeah, it's been really weird with Charlie, because you look at Charlie, and really the only thing that has come to the forefront with him is that he's basically a fan of Taylor Swift. That's pretty much the only thing.
Yeah.
That we, it's almost like he's the type of person who sees everything that's going on. Well, apart from the fact that he's a Taylor Swift fan, he sees everything that's going on, but he doesn't try to do anything about it. Like, he doesn't push the issue.
Yeah. So, this is going to come off really weird, but when I was watching the show, something came to mind, and I said, you know, he doesn't look like this guy at all, but he's kind of got that, if you've ever watched the movie Dirty Dancing, and they had that coordinator, he was kind of like a younger guy, and he was all full of himself, and thought he had a chance with Baby. And they were like, we were thinking about changing it up and doing something. And he was like, yeah, I was thinking of, instead of doing whatever dance, we're going to do the pachinko. Like he was this genius or something. I don't know why Charlie just reminds me of that. He's like in the same ilk. You know what I mean? I don't know what it was that brought that up, but oh well.
Well, he's definitely something. We'll put it that way.
My brain just works weird.
Let's go over to Daniel. Daniel, obviously, you know, we weren't here for last week, thanks to the wonderful Blog Talk Radio. I mean, what did you think about Mariah leaving last week? What are your thoughts about everything we saw this week? Tim trying to get Hunter taken out, but instead leaving himself. Soto versus Venus. Charlie once again trying to look like one of those players that's playing, but really he can't do shit about it. What are your thoughts on everything we saw this week?
Well, let me start with the Mo vote. Mo going was just – I don't even think Mo was surprised. Mo just was like – just took it and was like, okay, bye. And it was, I think Soda had a bigger reaction to being voted off – well, voted to jury, I should say, this time. But, yeah, Mo going was – I think that wasn't really a big of a loss for the season. So it was just – she was there, and now she's not, and literally you couldn't even tell her the difference between last week and this week. So, but when it comes to Tim and Soda leaving, well, Tim and, oh my goodness, and Q. Yeah, Q is, but how many times is he going to flip-flop? Like,
It beats me, Daniel. I mean, it's basically like Kenzie and Tiffany said. It's almost like it was the Q show.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he's trying to run the whole thing.
Right.
And that was
he says this needs to be done, so that automatically means, okay, we have to do it.
Yeah, like it said in the previews for next week, we're like, what do you say? He's like, I'm the mafia or something like that. Like, you're going to go against me? Like, okay, really? The island has really gotten to his head, has really made his ego go as big as the Goodyear blimp. It's just insane.
Yeah, it's as he called himself a mafia boss.
I believe was the correct
phrasing.
He ain't no Tony Soprano. He is like, oh, how can I put this? He's like Steve Urkel turning into Stefan and thinking he's all cool.
Oh my God.
I think that's the easiest and best way to put it. Like, I think that's exactly, that's a perfect analogy, I believe. And he really thinks he's like, oh, Stefan Urkel, and being all suave, and everybody's going to listen to me, everybody's going to do what I say, and everything like that. And I just want to ask Jim when he comes on, Jim, what week does he get voted out so I can record it and just watch it over and over and over and over and over again, just so I could see that, because I'm just ready for him to go. And I'm sure everybody that was on that island at that time was thinking the same thing. Like, everybody's like, okay, this is just getting – and by the way, my pick on week one, my favorite, or the first time I was on the podcast, Kenzie is still there, by the way. I'm just saying. Anyway, no, but like Q is just, his ego is bigger than any of the trees on that island, or I don't know. But Hunter, I would have loved to have seen everybody's face if like they all voted for Hunter and Hunter had played his idol. It'd be like, oh yeah, and like them talking about what was it? I think it was Tim and Q in the jungle saying, yeah, we gotta get rid of Hunter. But Hunter, whatever. Like, and it would have been so funny if they did try to do that, and Hunter would have been like, yeah, he's ain't going to vote me. And, like, I would have loved to have seen, like, a 5-1 vote and have Hunter's vote be the sole vote that week. But sadly, it didn't happen that way. But when it comes to Venus, she wants to be. Oh, I loved how, like, Soda was asking her at the. I'll get to Tim's tribal in a second, but Soda was asking her at the tribal, because this is just fresh in my mind, about how that was all you, girl, wasn't it? She's like, yep, it was. And then right next to we see, who was it? Mouthing was like, nope, it wasn't her. It didn't say it out loud, but we could see it in the word captioning.
It was Tevin.
Tevin, yeah. Tevin was like, no, it wasn't her. Like, you could see in the way he side-eyed her. Oh, that, yeah, Tevin is going to have some words for Venus, I'm sure, when they get back to camp. And we'll see that next week. But when it comes to Tim was just, I don't know. I don't think he expected it to go, which I think he was just, he just went. Like, some of these vote offs are just, I want a reaction for everybody. But it was cool to see him smiling just as he was walking away. It was like, he was there, and like I felt bad for him when I stopped and took a break and like just wiped his tears away. I felt bad for him in that moment, but it was like just at tribal, everybody was just I don't know. There, they were just there. But the Venus saying that, oh yeah, it was because of me that you got voted off, Soda. Yeah, Soda got popped, and it wasn't by Venus.
Yeah, I just found it very funny that you know, it does make me wonder that maybe perhaps we'll get more insight potentially out of Tevin from that, considering that he subtly reacted to Venus trying to take credit for that move when really she had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, and like, he not only subtly did that, but he also gave her a subtle side eye. That's for daggone sure. That side eye could have burned through her. She would have felt some heat.
Yeah, most definitely. I believe, Jim, are you here?
My name's Jim.
No,
so yes,
wait a minute.
That there is a Jim here.
His name's Jim.
No, never mind. Another number that had just dropped. That was. On here, I thought it was his number, but it wasn't. But
one question,
Steve,
before you go on, is Jim the new Janet? Does Jim have a million numbers like Janet used to in the game?
No,
I'm just saying. I was just wondering.
No. He told me he had a couple of things that he had to tend to
but he would
join us later though.
Oh yeah, no, I wasn't being serious. That was just because you said that you thought the number was Jim. I was like, oh, Jim's going to the Janet mode, getting a different numbers to try to confuse Steve. That just wouldn't have been funny.
No, but you know, luckily though, we did get Janet. Janet did give me with an alternate number tonight. Janet, you know, since we're coming over to you, what are your thoughts on everything that we saw last night? Everything from Tim trying to get Hunter taken out, to Venus versus Soda, that seemingly season-long feud over who gets to hold the immunity part of their tribal immunity, finally coming to a close.
Yeah.
As well as maybe perhaps the Yanu 3 potentially isn't as tight as they should be.
Yeah. Well, my thoughts, I mean, Tim, I think, did himself in. I think trying to play all sides when he had the plus one alliance, the Sega alliance, and being with Ben, too, I think he was trying to cover himself from all sides, but he was really concerned about keeping Sega together. And when he started to go after Hunter, I thought, what the heck is he doing? Like, that's not – if you're in an alliance with someone, you're at the beginning of merge, you're going to want numbers. And I know he had Sega, too, but I don't see tribal line staying strong for very long, especially with what's happening with between different players. So I think I wasn't shocked to see Tim go with Venus and Soda. Soda kind of shocked me a little bit. I know that she's like a strong player socially. Maybe it's because Venus is more see-through than some of the other players. Like, you can almost see what kind of game she's trying to play. She's playing a lot hard. I think she could have taken a totally different approach because she could have been a valuable number to someone or even go to her tribal lines and say, like, look, guys, I know we didn't get along, but we need numbers heading into this merge. And I think she could have played it way differently. I think she may have messed up there. The person that I think is going to be in trouble, I think, is Q. I think he's getting too cocky. I don't think he's playing really smart. I think it's all going to his head. I don't know if I see him lasting much longer. I could be wrong, but I don't think so. I think the girls are getting sick of it. I'm liking the way that these last few episodes have been. I know some members in Whispers think that it's been boring and stuff. I kind of like the change a little bit. I find the beginning of the season had been really boring. So I'm liking seeing more of everybody and kind of the dynamic of each player individually now. I think it's getting really good. So I don't know if there's anything else. I'm kind of liking Tevin, and I hate saying that. I never liked him all season, but now I'm seeing kind of his game, and I think now he's gone a little, I don't want to say low-key because he's still a contender in the game, but I think he's pulled back a little bit and just kind of letting the game come to him instead of the other way around. So I'm kind of liking his playing right now. Q, I just think he's too cocky. I can't think of Kenzie. Kenzie, when you said, Steve, that she kind of stood out, I see that as well. I agree with you on that. I think seeing her soft side in a few situations now, I think I misjudged her in the beginning. It's going to be interesting to see where her storyline goes. I could see her going all the way to the end. Maria's still my favorite, but I could see Kenzie being the winner just by the way, like you said, the way they're editing her and stuff. I don't know. I don't know what else. I think that's it. I talked really fast. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right. But, you know, the thing with Maria is when Jem got voted out, mm-hmm. you would think that normally when you get when you have a winner be a part of a certain tribe whose member got voted out, you would expect mm-hmm. to hear some sort of insight from that tribe member. And considering it was a huge blindside, we didn't hear anything out of her.
Yeah, that's true. I know, I'm not liking her edit. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying, it's a little bit of a red flag, in my opinion, for me,
yeah.
looking at Maria, because if we're supposed to have Maria as a winner, you would mm-hmm. think that we would be getting more insight out of her. And, you know, instead, basically, I forget who we heard from out of Jem's vote, but it definitely wasn't Maria.
No, you're right. Yeah, the edit does kind of scare me. Maybe I'm just pulling because I really like her and I've liked her since the beginning. I don't know. I don't like her edit for a winner, but we'll see what happens, I guess.
And as far as Kenzie, too, you know, one of the other things to keep in mind is normally they, you know, they try to piece together, you know, a huge humanity portion. You know, normally a winner's edit, you know, usually you break down the type of edit that somebody is getting. And you look for certain aspects. You look for their strategic point of view. You look for, you know, them to humanize a winner in a certain way. And you look for their point of view, even if, you know, even if they're not necessarily on the right side of things.
Sure.
And I kind of feel like we've gotten that from Kenzie. Pretty much out of all the women that are left.
That's true, yeah. That's a good point.
Let me see. How about you, JB? What are your thoughts on we could go to the Mo vote from last week, considering we ended up not having a podcast last week thanks to Blog Talk Radio. You know, talk about the Mo vote. You know, do you think that she knew that she was leaving 100%? You know, what are your thoughts on Tim trying to take out Hunter? Your thoughts on basically seemingly this season shaping up in one aspect to be the Q show in certain players' minds. And also, what are your thoughts on the boot of Soda as the first juror this season?
Well, I think that the Mo vote, I think that was surprising, really. I didn't see it coming. As far as Tim, I kind of saw it coming, and I guess 50, maybe 75% was on the picture that Jim posted on Survivor Whispers Premiere. If he wouldn't have voted, or if he wouldn't have posted Tim's picture, I still would have thought Tim might be up there, but I don't know if he's really going or not. And another surprise last night was, well, two surprises. Ben, in the beginning of the episode, woke up, supposedly, you know, had these nightmares and stuff. And I thought, you know what? I think this is going to be the end of Ben. If not tonight, maybe next week or the week later. Then there's, who do I have listed down here? Hunter. It was surprising to me that Hunter did not play his vote. One thing that I think that Hunter had in his, I don't want to say in his back pocket, but I think Hunter was relying mostly on Kenzie and Tiffany and possibly Q. Mainly Kenzie and Tiffany. Liz, she's nothing. We can go on, you know, we can go on without Liz. Venus,
oh,
she's got too much up there. Q don't know whether he's coming or going, who he's voting for. He might be voting for the, Survivor, all that, that Survivor, team, idol. He might be voting for that or the individual necklace. He don't know which one he's going to vote for, even though he can't vote for either. It's next week. I can see it's either Q or Ben. Another thing is Liz. When she mentioned at Tribal that she did not bring her bag, I thought, man, how stupid of you to even bring that up, because some people are going to jump on that and they're going to say, you know what, you're out of here. And then they're going to go rooting through her stuff. If they can. I don't know if they can or not, if they've, been voted out. But that was stupid on her. And the five that I see of the 10 left, five that I see not going anywhere are Ben, Charlie, Q, Venus, and Liz. Liz is just nothing. I don't know. Put her in the same box with Q, and I don't know. It's you can come up with all kind of stuff. They probably vote Richard Hatch for all I know. But
well, Richard Hatch would have to be out there on the island first.
Well, that's true.
But,
I was just saying that just to be saying that, because Q doesn't know. I don't know. He don't know who to vote for. One, he's voting for one person one time, one person the next. He's voting for Ben, and then he's voting for Hunter. It's like the one that needs to go really is Q or Ben or Liz. Of the three,
when you think about it, though, with all the paranoia that goes on in that game, out there on that island, there's of course going to be so many different options that are going to come up. So, I kind of thought about this last night as it was happening. Of course, Q is gonna. Have all these, of course, you're going to see some sort of scrambling, especially when you consider that vote was going to be the final vote before the jury. And, you don't want to be that person not making the jury.
Right.
You don't want to be that person being the odd one out like Tim was last night.
And this has nothing to do with what's going on, but I was just watching the preview from last night on my TV. And if somebody can fast forward to 39 minutes and possibly 30 seconds, it's a time where Kenzie is putting up her hair. I think she's messing around with
something. Oh, my God. Here we go.
She's got her arm up in the air. It looks like she has shaven her underarms. They're not what you call, hairy armpits.
So let me get this straight. We've moved on from Kenzie's blue eyes to now talking about whether or not she shaved her pits.
If you move to 39 minutes and 54 seconds, you'll see that it looks like she has not even shaved, or it looks like she has shaved her underarms.
Jim, please save us.
Well, actually, I heard what he just said, and I had the same exact thought. I was walking across the room and listening on the speaker, and I stopped in my track like, is he really concerned and watching her underarm hair now?
At the time this was taking place, the sun was not out, and you can see her blue eyes. They are blue.
Oh, see, now he's switched.
If the sun was out, and it's all according to how the angle of the camera is, it did look a few times like her eyes were green. And it was probably, I'm going to say, the direction of the sun and the direction of the camera, it looked like her eyes are green. Right here,
I'm going to say it was more the direction of your eyes.
I'm going to say maybe you better look at it again.
I've known what color her eyes were from the get-go.
Well,
I think we covered that real clearly.
I'm going to say I have too, but like I said, they looked green, and it was the angle of the camera and the angle of the sun that was hitting her eyes, and I'm going to stand by that.
I'm going to say I spent many a year with Christopher's mom, married, and she had green eyes. I saw them in every possible light you could see them in. I never once thought they were blue. So, green and blue, I don't know. Maybe people get them mixed up, but I never got them mixed up with green and blue. And I know it's vice versa, but it's green and blue. So, but is there anything else you'd like to cover? All right, you've covered her eyes. You've covered her hair. You've covered her underarm hair. Would you like to cover any other part of her body before I start giving you some spoilers?
The number of tattoos she has.
Okay, have you counted them? I'm sure you have.
No, but I would estimate that she has probably spent at least $3,000, if not more, on those tattoos.
I would say more. I would say it's more. I'd
probably
say it's no doubt more. No
probably
doubt.
Probably close to five
unless,
or six.
I mean, she may have a friend that does them. So, I mean, a normal person were to get those tattoos, I would say they're probably would cost them more than $3,000.
Okay.
So, but hey, Melissa, Janet, Daniel, and Steve, everybody doing okay?
Yeah. Hi, Jim.
Yeah, I got vacation starting to kick off starting tomorrow night. So
that'll be great. That'll be great.
I'll finally get a chance to catch up on sleep, considering how the past week has gone.
And there you go. Everyone can hear your favorite thing about when I call in that clock.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to go cuckoo with that clock.
Yeah. I'm waiting on somebody to take up money to send me and say, here, we're going to give you this money if you'll shut that damn clock off.
It's not going off because it's 10 o'clock, is it?
It's 9 here.
Or 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Why else would it be going off, JB?
Where me and Steve are, it's 10 o'clock.
Well, I'm not going to set my clock to suit your time. I'm gonna use my time, JB.
I don't want you to.
Okay. If I sound a little hoarse or something, I've been fighting a upcoming. I don't know if it's change in weather or whatever, because it's starting to get a little warm down here. It's going to get up in the 80s in the next week or so, or I got a summer cold. I don't know. I've been sore throat and runny nose and cough for the last 3 days. So, but it feels a little better. But I don't know if my voice might be all right. I don't know, but.
Spring allergy.
It could be. It really could, because I go through that, especially everyone who joins these shows. They know I really battle it when the weather changes for the colder weather. I almost just practically lose my voice for about a month. But quickly, JB, your thoughts about. Well, I'm not going to get spoilers first, but I'll get back to it. The players that you picked, JB, that were in deep trouble and who weren't, I'll get to what you said. But as far as the show last night, my favorite part of the show, and I just watched it. I just finished watching the show tonight, and this pod starts at 8 my time. I just finished watching last night's show at 7:48. Tonight.
Okay.
So I didn't see it last night. I just got it in today. My favorite part was the challenge. That shit was hilarious, because we have played that game so many times in the car driving places, and you know, you start with A, Atlanta. The next person has to say A, Atlanta.
Oh, my
B,
God.
Baltimore. Then the next person has to say A, Atlanta, B, Baltimore, C, Chicago, and they could not get it right to save their life, and it was like Q just kept like, are you kidding me? And Jeff had so much fun. He got so tickled at it. It wasn't a fake laugh. Jeff was really laughing about that. I loved that. That was so funny.
They did bring up C, Cincinnati.
Yeah. but I that was hilarious. That was hilarious.
That That was
another great night for Venus. I mean, she keeps surviving, and somebody else keeps leaving. Of course, you knew Tim was leaving if you pay attention in Premiere, and if you pay attention to comments. Somebody asked me if he was non-jury or not, and I said no jury. So you knew he was first if you pay attention over there. Other things about last night. Normally in that challenge, the ladies do better. I don't remember if it was Fishbach or I think it was Fishbach. Somebody on Twitter said that every time they do that challenge, Brenda and Andrea should get paid because of the challenge they had against each other. I liked that challenge, and it was easier last night because they didn't have bad weather to deal with. If you remember back when Mike Turner played, it was tough. That water was rocking around. It was waves. It was hard. Last night's was pretty easy. The biggest debate was, did Q really jump off or did he fall off? You know, most people think he didn't throw it and he's just trying to save face. That was a huge episode for Q. He's starting to get a whole lot of attention, which we know what that means. But good win for Kenzie and Mariah. I would have said those two and Venus and Liz were probably the most likely that would want it, if you look at that from the start. Outside shot at Tiffany, outside shot at Kevin. So it kind of played out like it should have. And now we're actually down to a real merge. And maybe we can have some individual immunity challenges now. I don't mind the way they do the Murgatory and you come down to two teams and the first person voted don't make the jury, the second person does. I kind of like that. It's a little more pressure on that challenge. So I don't have any problem with that. I kind of like the way they do that. Looking ahead, you saw Hunter up in the tree, tried to save himself. You see still more of Q. A lot more Tevin. How about I just give you JB gave you some names that he says, in his opinion, don't have no chance now. They're kind of out of it. And then he had some that he thought were in it. If you break it down, there's 10 left. I'll give you 5 that don't have a prayer, and I'll give you 5 to keep your eye on. Is that fair enough?
That's good.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
All right. 5 players you can scratch off your list. Ain't got a prayer. Ain't going to win this game. Ain't going to be in the final 3. Q is not going to be there. Kevin is not going to be there. Tiffany is not going to be there. Venus is not going to be there. And Hunter is not going to be there. The 5 players you need to keep your eye on. The 5 that you need to keep your eye on that could make the final 3 and possibly win this game are Mariah, Ben, Charlie, Liz, and Kenzie. That's your 5. So now, open it back up, Steve. Everybody can discuss that. That's your 5. Mariah, Ben, Charlie, Liz, Kenzie.
Well, I think I'll just really I'll just start it off with Tiffany. You know, it makes a lot of sense, Jim, that you bring up Tiffany's name, because her edit has seemingly been more of like a game bot type of edit. Like, she doesn't have any sort of sympathy, any sort of it's like she's basically a robot that's focused on the game. And it's like, she's focused on the game, but we haven't seen any sort of humanity out of her. We haven't seen any sort of strategy out of her. It's like she's talking up a whole bunch of talk when really she's more, like I said earlier, she's more of a sidekick as opposed to somebody who's actually taking control.
Okay. Melissa, you want to get in on this?
About?
The five that don't have a chance and the five that do?
Well, it's a change from what you had said before. What the heck did I do with that? Darn it.
It's probably got something to do with Kevin.
Yeah, because in the beginning I thought that it was implied that he was going to make the final three.
Early information, I thought he was the final three guy that got no votes. It's not him. It's Charlie.
Okay.
Charlie's final three.
Okay.
Charlie's final three and gets no vote.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And also, Jim, it's Maria, not Mariah. Mariah was voted out last week.
All right, yeah, I've been confusing them all year. And I even, before I come on the pod, I even went and looked at them both so I wouldn't do that, and I still did it. But I should remember it because the one that's still there is the one I liked better. So I'm going to remember. See, I write it down. I need to just leave the H off. That's what'll do it. Because I write it M-A-R-I-A-H as Maria. If I leave that H off, I got it, Maria. Because if I got the H on it, I'm going to say Mariah. And I know the other girl was voted M-O, and they called her Mo. So, so anyway, you know Charlie's third. So, JB, that kind of shoots the shit out of your list.
Yeah, it to say it shoots the shit out of my list is an understatement. why do you do this?
I didn't
well,
make your list.
You want spoilers?
You hear that, Steve? He asked me why I did it. He made his list, didn't he?
Yeah, and JB, yeah, you wanted spoilers, so.
JB, told you. I think, haven't I told you already, JB, you're going to be happy how it turns out?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
I'm sorry if I have, said anything to diss you.
No, you haven't. You haven't at all. You haven't. No,
okay.
Not at all.
Okay.
So you probably know, if people are keeping up, you probably know who two of the final three are now. I think,
yeah, and
you know,
Jim,
a lot of fans always bitch about the edit. A lot of fans bitch about the edit. They bitch about the edit that the winner gets. Like when Marianne and her edit, or Erica and her edit, they were like, well, it's okay they won, but man, they got a shitty edit. You know, we didn't have no clue. Well, maybe they didn't want you to have a clue. This season, that ain't the case. The winner this season, getting a damn good edit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If it's who I think it is, I definitely agree. I definitely agree that we're not seeing an Erica type edit or a Marianne type edit out of this one.
No. No. No.
This is
no,
more
they're
on
getting
par
a good
with
edit. And, I mean, it's deserving. Don't get me wrong. It's deserving. But a lot of times a female winner, even though it's deserving, they still don't get a good edit. I mean, you can go back to Eric. You can go back to Marianne. You can go back to Kim Spradlin. You can go back to Michelle. A lot of times the women don't get a really good winning edit. But this year, it's a good edit. It's a good edit. And it's deserving. They deserve it.
Yeah, this is more on par, honestly, with last year's or last season's winner, D, if anything.
Yeah, maybe even better. Maybe, yeah, I think D got a good edit. This one might be even better because there's still going to be more stuff to come, and I think this one is going to be better. So we're in a different age now. These women are really winning, really, really winning now. The men are in a slump. I mean, when you go back the last 3, 4, 5 seasons, and the man's claim to fame is, Gabler won. Okay. Okay, we'll give you that one.
Oh, well.
So,
yeah, Gabler won in a what the fuck type win.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but well, I told you Charlie ain't gonna win, and Ben ain't gonna win. But Ben will be in the final five.
Okay, I need that final five again. You said Maria, Ben, Charlie. Kenzie.
Maria, Ben, Charlie, Liz, and Kenzie.
Okay.
And the five that are coming up next are Q, Tevin, Tiff, Venus, and Hunter. And for Venus, that's not bad for how she's had to fight through all of this. She's going to have a pretty good outcome. And not bad for Hunter to be such a target.
That makes me think that either her or Hunter is the boot right before the finale. Because those two... Despite Venus being on the bottom as she has been all season, she still counts as a big character type of boot.
What?
So,
yeah, and especially on Twitter, not as much this week, but last week. Oh my God! Did she go off on Twitter about Charlie?
Oh yeah.
Woo! She proved dynamite comes in small packages. That little girl was going off.
Poor little boy, Charlie.
Well, if you look at Survivor edits, he's the classic third place, no vote. Just
yeah,
keep him around because he can't
like
win. And if you go back and look at these, you'll have to look at, you got to throw Tim in there because he's on the jury. But if you look at jury as Tim, Q, Tevin, Tiffany, Venus, Hunter, Ben.
Soda's on the jury, not Tim.
Yeah, I meant soda. Soda, Q, Kevin, Tiffany, Venus, Hunter, Ben, either Mariah or Liz. Look at the makeup of the jury, and you can kind of start figuring out why the votes are probably going to go like they're going to go, if you go in depth enough to put pen to paper and do that. Figure out what tribe, who came from, who they played with, what alliance they were in. Kind of makes sense what's going to happen. That wouldn't really be that hard to do this season, because it's been pretty open with who everybody's been with. They've been so damn concentrated on trying to still play as tribes, kind of except for Venus. So what do you think about I'm going to ask Melissa, since Kevin's her America's favorite player for this season. What do you think about when Soda left, the reaction between who did it, how Kevin reacted? About, was he throwing shade over and making sure she knew it was Venus? What was he trying to do?
I didn't really catch it. I didn't catch that. I didn't really see it with my own eyes, but I'll have to go back and look. But the thing is that
yeah.
If she were, I can imagine what the look was.
Well, he mouthed something. What did he mouth? Did he mouth you, or did he mouth her? You could read his lips. It was either you or her. He was trying to make sure he threw the shade over at Venus. And Venus was just open and said, "Yeah, it was me. I did it."
Yeah, but she didn't.
What was Venus supposed to do? If she didn't do it, it's going to be her.
Yeah, but it wasn't her, though. It wasn't her, though, Jim. The one who was responsible for that vote was Kevin.
But he threw the shade at Venus.
No, he was mad that she took credit for it.
I think that's what happened. I think he threw the shade at her. It's like he wanted her to get the blame, but then he got mad because she took the credit. It was like it kind of blew up his face.
It kind of backfired on him.
Right. Because Soda didn't take it like Kevin thought she would. Soda took it like, okay, it was a game move. She wasn't pissed. It looked like her and Venus.
That's probably
really,
what pissed him off the most, is that it didn't quite
it
have
like
the.
It looked like her and Venus were actually pretty close. Maybe Kevin was the oddball out.
No, I don't know.
Melissa, I get points.
He did.
Melissa,
he's the one that votes. He voted for Venus.
Melissa, I get points for using the word oddball against the player.
He voted
that you
for
don't
Venus,
like.
So he may have thought. I don't know. I think Kevin voted for Venus. I'm pretty sure he did. So maybe
well,
he got left in the dark.
I didn't pay a whole lot of. I can go back it up and see. They showed it, but I didn't pay a whole lot of attention to it.
I think he did. I think he voted for Venus.
I knew Kevin was trying to throw shade at Venus, and Venus was like, "Okay, go ahead."
Soda, it was Soda and Kevin who voted for Venus.
I mean, Venus played it smart.
Venus is playing way too hard, Jim.
She's playing too hard, but I think she's in a situation where I think she feels like she has to. It's like Steve mentioned earlier, she's kind of been on the bottom the whole game.
Here you go, baby. Here you go.
So,
I
mean, it's worked so far. Eventually it won't work, but if she wasn't playing like she has been playing, she'd have been gone a long time ago.
You know, ultimately, she would be that type of, and I hate to really paint it this way, but she would be that type of player that they could look at as potentially dragging her as far as they can. Because nobody's going to listen to her, period, when she makes any suggestions. Barring a huge immunity run, you know, she's like somebody that they can put on borrowed time for as long as they want, because she's not really much of a threat strategically. Just based off of what we've been shown.
You're saying Venus isn't strategic.
I'm not putting it that. What I'm trying to say is, if you're
how she could have lasted this long and been on the bottom and not have played strategic so far.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, Jim,
it's either that or she's just really damn lucky.
Because if you look at everybody else. Like, if they really wanted to get rid of her, they could have easily gotten rid of her last night.
She didn't have anything to do with that.
No. Okay. Tevin said that, you know, I can get rid of Venus easily if I want to, but I would rather make a big move. And that was, in my opinion, I don't see how it was a big move getting out Soda over Venus. I almost see it as like a similar tit for tat type of vote. You know, I think you're basically getting rid of the same type of player, regardless of if you vote out Venus or if you vote out Soda.
A big move would have been keeping Tevin, Venus, Tiffany together and pulling in Hunter or somebody to vote out somebody else. That would have been a big move.
Yeah, looking at who was in that grouping. Honestly, getting rid of Tevin probably would have been a big move for that grouping in particular, because you had Charlie, you had Liz, you had Maria, you had Tevin, you had Venus, and you had Soda in that specific tribal. And really, for the most part, the only one who has been openly making noise has been Tevin. Maria and Charlie have been more behind the scenes, and nobody knows that they're actually, you know, working together as a duo. But quite frankly, I think the audience may have forgotten it too, considering the fact that They haven't mentioned each other the last couple of episodes. I guess with that grouping, the way that the sides were split up last night, maybe perhaps there wasn't really that much of a big move that could have been made at that specific tribal. Unless it was getting rid of Tevin.
Well, they could have took a shot at Hunter to see if he would risk anything, playing anything.
Right, I am kind of, and since you brought that back up, I am kind of surprised he didn't play his idol, especially with him being the only NAMI member as part of that group.
Doesn't that just scream there's something we didn't see?
Yeah.
I even posted last night that he would play it, and I was wrong.
But you were logically correct, JB, from what you saw on the show.
Yeah,
how much trouble it looked like he was in. Logically, you would play it.
Yeah.
So why didn't he? There's something that wasn't seen. For him to be that confident by himself that he didn't. He's obviously closer to somebody. Well, he's obviously closer to somebody than we're seeing.
Kenzie and Tiffany, maybe?
I think Kenzie's close with everybody. Kenzie's killing it socially. She's close to everybody.
Yeah, they really made a big point to show last night how she's sort of thinking ahead of everybody else, where, you know, she could have easily, during the whole panic attack that happened last night with Ben, how she could have easily just brushed that aside. But instead, you know, she went to work on calming him down and whatnot. And basically, you know, that may seem like a little thing, but in hindsight, you know, it's
a big thing.
It's a huge thing socially.
Yeah.
Janet, you'll be interested in this little tidbit. It has nothing to do with Survivor.
Okay.
I had two people contact me today and tell me we're still waiting, Jim. When's going to be the next game?
Yeah. Can I guess who the two were?
Sure, go ahead.
Corey and Mike Jones?
Damn you good. That's why you win
That's
so much.
That's because they've been messaging me. Me and Corey were talking today because Aaron's even excited about a new game.
Yeah. He tell you he was thinking about moving to Texas? Huh?
Who? Who's thinking about moving
Corey
to Texas?
Corey tell you he was thinking about moving to Texas.
Oh, he didn't tell me that. No.
Yeah. Yeah, he said he's saving his money. He's wanting to move to Austin, Texas.
Oh, wow.
I said, that's a big move. He said, well, you know, those Texas cowgirls look pretty good.
Oh, my God.
I love that.
Oh, dude.
Those accents? Yep.
That's not the first time Mike Jones has contacted me about it.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, Jim,
yeah, he
I
had
still,
a birthday.
Think,
he had a birthday not long. He had a birthday not long ago, and I wished him happy birthday. And when he comes back, of course, first thing he is, thanks for wishing me happy birthday. But Jim, when are we going?
Jim, it's like these people don't want you to have any sort of break whatsoever.
You know, but that's part. The timing is part of it. You can't just you don't go back to back like that. You know, you got to take a little time off, let everybody readjust, and then start to build it back up. And then, you know, a lot of it's timing. We've always tried to do them right before Survivor season or right before Big Brother season. So, you know, logically, you would be looking at sometime early this summer before Big Brother, which does create a scheduling problem for us sometimes because we try not to do stuff on, you know, when Survivor's airing, we don't do Wednesday nights. And then we know that we've got to have a pod night for Survivor. So that just means we have to do our game pod on another night, which is normally Friday. So with Big Brother, it's even more complicated because they show that damn stuff every damn night. Ain't they on almost every night of the week?
Basically.
I mean, there's only one live show a week, but then all the other is a compilation of all the live feeds.
Yeah, the live show is Thursday, and then Wednesday and Sunday are the taped shows.
Okay.
And plus, another thing, too, is we don't know when this season is actually going to start, because if you remember, last season's last season's Big Brother didn't even begin until close to August, if anything.
Yeah. Yeah, it was real late and ran long, too. It ran long. So, but, yeah. But one more question, Janet.
Yeah.
Are you a traitor?
I'm getting caught up on it. Season two, wow, it's so good. Dan, I'm so mad at Dan. He did not do good. And your accent, like when you try and do it, it's close. It's close. You're doing good.
I love when that guy does that stuff. He's a good host. He's a good host.
He is, yeah.
All his different outfits and his accents and the things he comes up with when somebody has to leave, sometimes he just takes their damn picture and throw it to the floor.
I know. I started watching it a couple months ago, but I had a problem with the VPN. VPNs, they slow everything down, so I couldn't get the episode. And then when I found it just the other day on one of our streaming sites, I was so excited.
Yeah. yeah. I've had a lot of people tell me, you know, they message me, you need to go, you know, I know you like that trader. You need to go look at this version from here and this version from here.
Oh,
And I haven't got into that yet because I get loyal to something. I kind of just want to watch that one. Like with Survivor, I don't go watch those other countries and other seasons. And like with this Traders, all I've watched is the USA. So same with Big Brother. When I did watch Big Brother, I didn't watch Canada. I don't know if it's just – I don't know if it's loyalty or it's just too much. You know, it's a little overkill. I can't watch all that stuff. You know, I got to work in my sports, too. I have to watch some ball games.
Have you been watching Deal or No Deal Island?
Have I been watching what?
Deal or No Deal Island.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm gonna watch Rob no matter what he does.
Yeah.
It is. And see like the main four that I like on there were Rob.
Yep.
His little nerdy buddy.
Uh-huh. I call him little buddy.
Yeah. Alyssa, the girl that was involved with him.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of the guy that Rob's kind of started getting close to now, he almost looks Italian. I don't know what he is.
I always forget.
Really, yeah, really big guy, real good shape. Mm-hmm. But he's kind of funny. I like him. But I really liked Rob. I really liked Alyssa. I hated to see her leave.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, if Rob's on it, I'm going to watch it. If he's on Amazing Race, I'm going to watch it. It don't matter what he's on, I'm going to watch it because he's really good TV.
Yeah.
Seriously, though, these people still don't understand that when you have a Survivor legend, when you're playing with a Survivor legend, first off, they're stupid enough to have allowed him to even make it as far as he has already.
I know. He's in a good spot right now.
Yeah.
I mean, every week you're looking at it like, oh my God. He's not gonna survive this week. Oh my God. And then they open the case up and he's safe.
Yeah.
You're like,
yeah.
Oh my God. You know, and you're sitting there, you're like, oh, he's got another week now. It's like, how does this shit keep happening? And when he's not safe, he don't leave. It's crazy. I don't understand him. I mean, I might do the same thing. I don't know if I was out there playing with him. I may do the same thing. I may have so much fun playing with him that all of a sudden I'm blindsided and I'm gone. He's still there. You know?
Yeah.
He's got that allure about him, you know? So,
he does. He really does.
you would just have to go into it knowing, I don't care how much I've loved watching this guy. I don't care how good he is. I'm taking his ass out the first shot I get.
Yeah.
And you have to stick
and
to
really,
it.
And really, the only one who was willing to do that was Kim.
Yeah.
Well, she was a Survivor fan, so she probably understood that. But is she still stuck in the mud out there? Did they get her out?
You know, I do not know. She may still be stuck out there.
But didn't you know watching that? How she kept going after him. Didn't you know that was going to turn out bad for her?
Yeah. I can't believe she didn't see it turning out bad.
Oh.
Yeah, especially for somebody, like you said, who's a huge Survivor fan. And...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. And she, in her confessionals, she talked about it. She knew it.
Yeah.
She was
yeah.
her target. That was what she was trying to do. But I think in her case, I would have probably never brought out that I knew anything about him.
Yep.
I'd acted like I didn't know nothing about him and try to get close to him and stab him in the back. You don't go at
yeah.
him like she did.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, don't you know that from playing Whispers games? You go after the big dog, you get bit.
Yeah.
That's what he did. She didn't make – and there was another girl on there, made it very clear. She wanted Rob out, and she didn't last either. I think she left with
nope.
a pretty good deal, though. I think she left with some money. But
yeah.
I hated to see Alyssa leave. I thought she was playing a good game, but she kind of got up towards this point where Rob had started figuring out, yeah, she's going to go with my little buddy over here. She ain't going with me.
Yeah.
So she was going to end up getting in trouble anyway. And now, you know, this week, Janet, You saw him walking off leaving. You think he quit? Do you think he quit?
I don't know. I don't think so. I hope not. I mean, I guess he was all stressed out and, you know, all of that, but I hope he doesn't quit.
If they let Rob talk to him, he'll be all right.
Yeah. Well, and the thing that shocked me about Alyssa, too, was when Alyssa went to Rob and said, you know, Aaron is coming after you or something, like she alluded to that effect, that he had said that. I'm like, what are you doing? That didn't make any sense to me at all.
She was trying to play both sides with him and Rob. She was trying to situate herself where she was number one with both of them, and Rob saw through it.
Well, the crazy thing is she didn't have to because she's so close to Aaron and Aaron's close to Rob. Yeah.
Well, she didn't have to. She didn't have to yet. It was really poor timing. You do that later when there ain't but maybe four or five left.
Sure.
It was too early. It was too early to do that because especially knowing Rob's kind of making this connection with this other guy now too.
Yeah.
But it was funny how Rob kept falling off that damn kayak thing.
He's like, let's stand on it. Yeah. That was funny.
Yeah. But yeah. Yeah, I usually, you know, we watch it on, what is it on? Peacock, I guess. On Peacock. We watch it on Tuesday. We watch it on Tuesday. I think it comes on NBC Monday, and we wait and watch it on Peacock on Tuesday.
Oh, I'm able to watch it on Monday. That's the only night I can watch it, so I watch it Monday.
All right, well then don't, because see, I'm real careful about that. I think most people know me, you know, they think, oh, well, you know, he's spoiled, so he loves. No, I don't like seeing spoilers.
No, I wouldn't do that. I don't do that.
I mean, on Monday nights, there's two things that I don't try. I'm not online much on Monday night on Twitter and Facebook because I don't want to see what happened on Monday Night Raw if I hadn't watched it yet. And I don't want to see what happened on Deal or No Deal because we're going to watch it Tuesday.
Yeah.
So I'm real careful about that because I know if I see it, it's my fault. It ain't their fault because it ain't a spoiler to them. So,
well, unless my dumbass brings it up to you before you have a chance to watch it, then, yeah, it is my fault.
Yeah. Yeah, that's happened before. I'm usually good about that. If it's about Survivor or some other show, I may have some information on that. I may know what's going to happen. If someone asks me or they're commenting about it, I'll always preface it with, "Do you really want me to tell you?"
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that way they know I already know. So it's your decision. Do you want to know or not? And I don't. Another thing I do that on is movies. Like if somebody's watched a movie and we haven't seen it yet, I don't want to know what happened.
Yeah.
Normally, if I hear the outcome, I don't even watch the episode. It ruins it for me. And I know that's crazy for me to say that with what I've been doing for 14 years, but it does, it ruins it for me. And maybe that's why I'm so overboard about regular Survivor Whispers and nobody posting spoilers in there, because I know there's diehard fans, they don't want to know. They don't want to know.
Jim, speaking of movies, I heard Neve Campbell is back for Scream.
Yeah. And something you can look forward to. We haven't narrowed down a specific night, but my friend Jesse Camacho, I think everybody knows him from Whispers, and he's playing our Whispers games, was a damn good player. He's got a couple of shows coming out, and so I've talked to him, and going to have him back on the podcast and kind of promote the shows and stuff he's got coming out and throw in some Survivor because he's such a big Survivor fan. So
that's great.
And yeah. So you can follow him on, find him on Twitter and Instagram. He posts about the characters he's playing coming up. He was in the, what made me think about this, he had a really little small minor part in the last Scream movie. I mean, he begged and begged and begged and begged him because he loves that series. He loves that movie. He begged and begged and begged, just put me in there somewhere. Let me do something. And they did. They put him in it. So if you watch the last Scream movie, at the frat party in that house, when one of the main characters is walking down the stairs, you'll see him go to Jesse, and Jesse makes a comment as they're coming down the stairs. But so he did get in it. He got in the movie. But
I think he was wearing a cowboy hat, if I remember correctly, too.
He's in a great, great series that was on Netflix. Two or three seasons. I'm not sure. It was, what was it called? The Lock Key, the Key Lock, something like that.
Lock and Key.
Yeah. Oh, it was great.
L-O-C-K-E.
Oh, it's good. If you haven't seen it, it is good. Good. So, but he's got some new stuff coming up, so I talked to him. And I've had him on before, and we've done that before. He said, yeah, let's do that again. We'll talk about the shows, and then we'll talk about some Survivor, because he's a huge Survivor fan. And he was a good Whispers player, if you think back, Janet and Steve.
Yeah.
He was good.
I played with him
he's
once.
Good. He had a really big showdown one season with him and Becca and I think it was Cassie Geller maybe, the three of them at the end. And him and Becca were supposed to be together, and I think Jesse turned his back on Becca.
Yeah, I was going to say, Becca wasn't he a finalist?
I think Becca got really, really pissed.
Jesse Jim, wasn't he a finalist?
Yeah, I think that's who Cassie beat, was Jesse. I think it was supposed to be Jesse and Becca, but Jesse flipped on Becca and went with Cassie. And Becca went nuts. I remember one of the lines Jesse told me messaging me, Jim, how do I get her off of me?
All right, Peggy, I think we've added you to the show.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, Peggy.
Hey, how's everybody?
Hello.
Good.
Hey. Well, we've covered Survivor. We've covered Deal or No Deal, Island.
Yeah.
We've covered a little bit of history of Whispers. We covered Jesse Camacho's new shows coming out and him going to do a podcast, and we're going to talk about his shows and his love for Survivor and the Whispers games.
Yeah, he's a nice young man.
Yeah, we kind of been covering a little bit of everything like we normally do.
Yeah,
they were right on track when I came on the show, and I kind of threw them off. We went in every direction we could go in.
Yeah, I was listening. But my youngest son is moving out. Him and his girlfriend got a place. So it's been crazy here. I know.
Uh-oh.
They've been together 10 years. I don't know why. Long time.
Yeah.
It'll be quiet around your place.
Yeah, it really is. The only one that's left is Kristen, the oldest one.
For now.
Hold on one minute. That's on you.
Yeah, for now.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can put it that way, Peggy, for now. You never know.
Hold on for 1 second. I'm sorry. What did you say?
I scratched a little bit of the hallway upstairs.
That's all right. I'll just repaint it when I'm feeling better. Don't worry about it. That's all right.
Until they need some money.
Yeah, I know, right? That's when they know how to call, right? And Jim, I had the grandbabies here, and I wanted to call in, but Rylan was so sick. You know, aww, it was just crazy. I wanted Leah and the girls to say hi to you, but Rylan was so sick. And then we all caught it, of course, afterwards, but she's doing better.
Hey, it's that season.
Yeah, it really is.
I guess so. I've been battling this. I've been calling it a summer cold, but it ain't quite summer yet. So Melissa brought up a good point. It may be allergies. I don't know what it is, but for about three days I've had sore throat, runny nose.
Yeah, they're saying it's the flu. I'm like, what? But that's what they said. Her fever was 103, almost 104. So, you know, but she's feeling much better now.
Tim, if you're still out there, you got 3 minutes to get on here before we go to the OT.
That's why I called early, because I missed it not last week, but the week before.
Yeah, everybody missed it.
I know, I know. You said it's 9 minutes.
Thank you.
We would have had a show last week if Blog Talk was cooperative.
Yeah. That's true. That's right. What I saw that. She's bad.
But Steve researched it, and it wasn't just us. There were a lot of pods on Blog Talk that weren't able to go on air last week. So it was a network issue that they had to work out, I guess.
Yeah, that sucks, because
I
had a lot to say about
last week's
show. I
wasn't even able to do the Friday show either.
Oh, no. Well, I'm glad it's back up. Yeah, I think last week Survivor, I was so confused. I'm like, okay, how was Kenzie, like, I just felt like parts were missing as to why the two that were the target, I can understand Venus, but I was so confused.
I'm glad you brought her up, because
yeah,
well, for some reason, we've talked a lot about her. I mean, JB has covered her hair, her eyes,
mm-hmm.
her tattoos, her underarm hair. He's covered everything about her.
Yeah.
Because it's gotten to a point where there's not much left for him to cover on her body that we're not going to have to mute him. So
that's funny.
But when you bring her up, Peggy, it's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird. I'm just going on how it hit me. When you brought up Kenzie, the first thing I thought of was, wow, they kind of play alike. Peggy and Kenzie kind of play alike.
I was so confused as to, you know, I felt like something was missing.
I hadn't thought about that until you said her name, and it automatically hit me.
I guess I just didn't understand why she was the target. You know?
She's a good player.
She is, but it was kind of like more quiet. I felt like they were, you know, like there was just more to it. Like, the show just didn't, you know, show everything. I think I had this conversation with Janet. I was like, okay, so I get Venus because Venus is just out there. Oh, Mariah, that's who I'm talking about.
You're talking about Mariah,
the one who
not
got
Kenzie.
Mariah, that's right, because they're both redheads, right? Yeah, that's right. It's Mariah. Mo,
okay, well, you don't remind me of her.
Sorry.
You don't remind me of her. You remind me of
Kenzie. I'm sorry. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Yeah, Mo. Like, I'm like, okay, what am I missing, you know? That's right, Janet, because
well,
I was having
Q
that conversation
really
with you, right?
Because Q got really paranoid because she liked Aubrey. I don't remember Aubrey being that good of a player. Am I wrong?
Well, the thing about Aubrey, Janet, I'm not going to say she was great. I'm not going to say she wasn't. I'll say she was good, But the problem with Aubrey and the Survivor fan base is she was so popular that the fan base put her over as like the best that ain't ever won. They thought she was God's gift or Survivor. And her fan base was very adamant and vocal about it to the point that, you know, I'm good friends with Michelle. I know all y'all know that. And Michelle won, and Michelle was like, what do I have to do, Jim? These people, hey, I said, forget it. Forget it. There's nothing you can do. They love that player. There's nothing you can do. I said, the best thing you got going for you is that damn check's in your bank account.
Yeah.
I agree.
But it really bothered Michelle how they kept touting Aubrey, Aubrey, Aubrey should have won. Aubrey, Aubrey, Aubrey. And I just got a message from Janet. Damn, I just got cut off. I don't know what happened. So
it says she got dropped. She got dropped right as we went into overtime.
Wow. Okay.
Oh boy.
But
we did add Tim at the same time as well too.
Okay. All right. I'll get to you in just a second, Tim.
All right.
But as far as Aubrey goes, Peggy, that's the perception of her fan base.
Mm-hmm.
They think she was like God's gift, and she was good. She was good.
Yeah.
But she didn't deserve the reputation that they've given her.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't have scared me one bit to be out there this season and somebody say, oh, my favorite player was Aubrey. I would have been like, oh, well, mine was Michelle. She beat Aubrey's ass.
Yeah.
So, that's kind of a stretch, isn't it? Melissa, you still here? That's kind of a stretch that you're going to judge another player because of who their favorite player was.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if your favorite player was Austin Robb, so what? There's probably a million people that would say that.
It was Q. Q's a wackadoodle.
It don't mean you can play like that person. It just means you liked them.
Yeah, but that's Q for
right.
you. I'm not a fan of him at all. Oh, my goodness.
Well, you're not going to worry about that a whole lot longer.
No good. I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah, the five players you should keep an eye on, Peggy, are Maria, Ben, Charlie, Liz, and Kenzie.
Mm-hmm. I think Maria is playing a really good game.
I agree. She is. She is.
Yep. He really is. And what do you make of the fact that her and Kevin voted different? Weren't they in the same alliance?
No. Oh, well, yeah, they are. The plus one alliance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's they've got like, that's the thing, when they were talking about those alliances and stuff, and it was kind of like you only got, what, like six players, and there's like three different alliances? That's got to be confusing.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, but I feel she's playing a really good game.
Oh, I agree. She is. She is. And it's unfortunate Venus not going to get there. I think Venus being so far at the bottom this whole season and still being around, I think that speaks really good of her.
No, it does, because she's so loud, you know, like she's out there with it, you know. So I guess she just feels like I have nothing to lose, you know, like she's straight out. And the fact that, you know, she, the last couple things, she was not the vote off, you know. I really thought she was gone.
She's almost gotten down to the point. She's almost gotten down to the point where she has to play this game where it's either me or you.
Yep, I agree.
And that can't last for a long time. You can't keep rolling that dice because it's going to come up your number one night. But if that's all you got, that's all you got.
Yeah, I agree.
Tim, what'd you think about the show?
So, since we touched on the Mariah Aubrey thing, is it bad that when Mariah got voted out, my first thought was, "What does this mean? Aubrey just lost her fourth season of Survivor?"
Yeah, I mean, she hasn't won, so.
Yeah, and for last week's episode, I was convinced Venus was a goner there because, like, she seemed like she was talking her way right out of the game.
Yeah.
But good on her for staying. I see her and Liz both as zero vote finalist candidates.
You see them in what now?
As candidates to be in the finals but not get a vote.
Venus not going to be in the finals. I gave the five that you need to watch and the five that are just not going to be there. They're going to be jury.
Okay.
The five that are not going to be there are Q, Kevin, Tiffany, Venus, and Hunter. So your five that you're looking at are Maria, Ben, Charlie, Liz, and Kenzie. And I said Charlie's final three and won't get any votes.
Oh, okay.
So if Charlie's final three with no votes, two of these four are in the final three. Kenzie, Liz,
wow.
Ben, Maria. And
yeah.
It ain't going to be Ben. So you're down to Maria, Liz, and Kenzie.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Two of those three will be there. Two of those three ladies will be there, and one of them's going to win.
I'm kind of leaning Maria and Liz.
Tim, you've always told me you don't drink.
Never had a drop of alcohol in my life. Never have,
okay.
Never will.
All right.
Well, Jim, didn't you know Liz doesn't need the money? She just wants the title.
She just wants to be sole survivor. If Charlie can't get a vote and Liz don't need the money, that'd be two perfect goats to have where you might could sweep the damn votes.
Exactly my thoughts.
Yeah, Kenzie gets all the votes.
With her blue eyes.
And her underarm hair. Yeah.
Jamie is never going to hear the end of that one.
Her blue eyes.
Oh yeah, even more with the underarm hair that came out of nowhere.
Yeah, tonight. Yeah, I had to open my mouth about that.
Yeah, that was wild. That's when I first came on the air. I told Steve, I said, "All right, go ahead and unmute me. I'm about ready." I was making sure he got around everybody and got their thoughts in before I came on. I said, "All right, go ahead and unmute me. I'm just about ready." And I had it on the speaker, and I was walking across the room. All of a sudden, I'm hearing JB bring up Kenzie's underarm hair, and I'm like, "What?
God damn!"
I come running from that side of the room back over here to the phone to get on for that. I gotta comment on that.
I'm sure JB is never going to hear the end of that.
Yeah, fuck the blue eyes. You got the underarm hair to talk about now.
Hey, Tim.
Yeah, and then he covered the tat. Then he covered the value, the dollar value of the tattoos.
And then Jim was correcting me on that.
Well, I think you were a little low on it. If I mean, just my opinion, I think.
Okay.
I mean, those
yeah.
are a lot of. I mean, those are a lot of high quality tattoos. Those aren't cheap tattoos.
No, they are high quality.
Yep. Your girl is high quality, but she just needs to shave her underarm hair.
Yeah. And she needs to change.
Well, that's what he was pointing out. That's what he was pointing out, that she had shaved her underarm hair.
Oh,
that's what he was
okay.
noticing.
Well, it looked like it.
Have you seen other female players this season that do have underarm hair?
Yes, I do. Yes, I did.
Okay, who has underarm hair?
He's got to get his notebook
Steve,
out.
Steve, we may have hit an all-time low.
I did notice Maria.
Maria's got underarm hair.
Yeah. Well, they've been out 2 weeks. What do you expect?
I don't know, Jim.
Well,
this is some fascinating stuff.
Yeah, I mean, but if they've been – Kenzie's been out there 2 weeks, and you said she don't have underarm hair. What about Venus? Does she have underarm hair?
I did not say she doesn't. I said it looks like she doesn't.
What about the men? What about the men? They got underarm hair, or did they shave before they went out there? Or they just don't grow underarm hair?
I don't know about the men. I don't care about the men.
Underarm hair, JB?
I'm just worried about Kenzie and her, you know, blue eyes that look green.
JB, you didn't answer. Do you have underarm hair?
I plead the fifth.
Hey, it's not no.
I will say this. I have not noticed any underarm hair on anybody this season. I'm not watching that area of their body that close.
Neither am I.
Well, look at 39 minutes and 54 seconds,
and you will see
Kenzie's arm up in the air. She's playing with her hair.
Did you hear that, Peggy?
Yeah,
that's,
now
that's a little
now,
creepy. He's got the stamp on it.
That's funny.
Yep.
And now when the show comes on next week, I'm going to be looking for hair, underarm hair.
Well, it's already on demand.
Oh, you done watched it again?
Oh, yeah, I do have it on.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That's funny.
I'm looking at her blue eyes.
And that under
we had to
wait,
Melissa and I had to convince him about the color of the eyes because they've changed on him now. They weren't blue earlier in the season for him. He told us they were green.
I thought they were green.
So maybe he's having problems. Maybe he's having problems with his underarm hair, too. Maybe it's not really there, but he's seeing it.
Maybe that's what it is.
He's got a fetish here.
Maybe maybe that's where it is. You know, it's either Jim's going to talk about me and Kenzie, or he's going to bring up back when I was playing the game, how I cut, copied, and pasted one of my answers, and the answer actually had the person's name also on the
answer.
Not to mention that answer was wrong too.
Yeah, that's the bad. That's the double bad part. Number one, I had been griping at him for not participating in the challenges. That's how it started. I've been griping at him because he never did answer. So JB figures out, okay, I'll show you. He's going to just start copying and pasting somebody else's answer and make it look like he answered.
Yeah.
But when he does it, he accidentally copies their name with it. and he posted their answer with their name.
Oh my gosh.
And then the double whammy is wrong.
And that's not the way to do it.
That is funny. Oh my gosh.
The bottom answer is, who can compete with Sam Baum and you know, stuff like that? I don't even know why I tried.
And JB, it didn't get past me, did it?
No, it did not. It's been 13 years now. It's been 13 years that I had to put up with this. So
JB, would you rather hear about that or the underarm hair? JB, you have to understand.
You have to understand that you own that, and that is a whispers moment in our games that will never be forgotten.
And I even, I even owned it, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
And
as soon as I saw it, my eyes got so big. I'm like, oh my God, your ass is mine now.
Oh shit, I got your ass for the next until you die.
And I can't even imagine, JB. I can't even imagine how you felt, the thought you had when you did that, thinking you were so slick, and then when you saw it post, and you saw the other person's name with it.
It was,
I mean, the only two words come to my mind would be, oh, shit.
There ain't no way I can delete this fast enough.
I know he's done seen it.
As soon as I did that, I thought, oh, why did you hit send? You dumb shit.
But to your credit, you left it there. You didn't try to erase it or nothing. You owned it. You left it there and you owned it.
Yeah.
He framed it.
I thought, hey, Jim saw it already. There's nothing I can do about it.
Jim, he probably printed it and framed it.
It's probably on his wall behind his desk.
No. Uh-uh.
Oh. All right. Let's look at the five that I said are not going to get there and figure out who's most likely now, since we're down to it. And it'll be individual. There'll just be one player leaving. The five that would be at risk right now would be Q, Kevin, Tiffany, Venus, and Hunter. So what do you think, Melissa? there's five. I'll let you give me two. Two of the five that probably the most in danger. Let me give you another spoiler. I'll tell you this much: Q and Hunter don't win immunity next week.
Well, I was going to mention those two.
Okay. They don't win immunity.
I was going to say Hunter, Q, Venus.
Okay. Tim, what about you?
When I'm thinking of the order.
All right.
I'll say Q next. The edit was clearly setting him up for a downfall. I will say Venus and Hunter after that, in no particular order.
All right. Steve, you know Hunter and Q are not going to win immunity. You got Hunter, Q, Kevin, Tiffany, and Venus.
I think Hunter plays his idol next episode, and Q leaves because of it. And then either he follows him right out, or there is the possibility that maybe perhaps he wins immunity, and if that's the case, then Venus probably goes.
Okay. JB, what do you think? Q and Hunter do not win immunity next week, so the two of them, Tiffany, Kevin, and Venus, who's in trouble?
I think Q, and I will also go along with whoever said Hunter will play his idol next week.
Okay.
If Hunter is on the same tribe as Q, that means
Q is that's gone. It's individual now. It's gone. One tribe.
Okay. Hunter plays it.
Q
leaves, and I think Hunter goes next, and then Venus.
Okay.
Then Tiffany, and then Tev.
Yeah, they've definitely been setting up those three, Q, Hunter, and Venus's targets.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Okay, Peggy, you got Q and Hunter as strong as they would think. And if you think back, they kind of set this up tonight, last night, when Q was talking about how everybody considers Hunter the target because he's the best at challenges. And then Q said something about, that's debatable. Like,
yep,
that could be me. So they kind of set it up as Q and Hunter as the challenge people, and then neither of them win next week. So
yep,
they're both
exactly
in trouble.
I agree with everyone else.
Yeah, they're both in trouble, but Hunter has an idol.
Yep.
And then you got Kevin, Tiffany, and Venus. So you're thinking Q or Hunter, especially Q if Hunter plays his idol?
I think it's going to be either Q or Venus.
Okay. So Hunter would probably be safe from playing an idol, and it would come down to Q or Venus.
That's what I think, unless they make him feel like comfortable or something, you know.
Is there anybody that thinks after this past vote that maybe we could have Venus versus Tevin?
Possible.
Yep. That's very
possible. Why else would they focus on that exchange?
Yep.
What do you think about that, Melissa? Is that possible? Or do you think that's maybe an episode away?
I'm sorry, repeat that.
I said, do you think it could be Tevin or Venus with what they showed us how what happened with Tribal about the vote on Soda. Do you think maybe it's one of them, or do you think maybe that's an episode or two later?
Well, I mean, it could be. There's always that possibility. I'm just wondering why Hunter was in the tree. And he did look happy.
Right.
And so that's why I said Hunter and then Q, or I don't know. It could be Q. And then Hunter, I don't know. But I think Steve's right. He probably, if it is Hunter, he uses his idol and Q goes. Or even Kevin. You know, they're very big on giving you little feelers that make you think that it's going to go one way, and then when you watch the show, it does not go that way at all.
Yeah.
So it would not surprise me if it's Tevin. Would not surprise me.
It is possible that Tevin could go because remember they did say that they would be alert about Q, but it basically almost seemed like it almost seemed like Kenzie and Tiffany hold Q's fate in their hands right now. So basically what is being portrayed is that he will go when they feel that they can get rid of them.
Well, we're focusing on those five as being the possible boot, which it is going to be one of them. But you got to look at the other five that are going to be safe and figure out how they would vote with Maria, Ben, Charlie, Liz, and Kenzie. Who would they be most likely to vote against? Would it be Q? Would it be Hunter? Would it be Tevin, Tiffany, or Venus? Which one would they target? It would probably, wouldn't you think it would probably be a guy? I mean, normally in Survivor.
Probably.
You know, right after the merge, the next person to get booted is a strong guy.
Mm-hmm.
That is true. That's usually how it would go, especially right after the merge.
You have to consider, I told you Q and Hunter don't win next week, but you have to consider looking down the road, you know, if you want to just sit here and say, well, if they go after the strong guys, I guess, you know, since Hunter's got an idol, you know, that increases his odds of staying, so let's just say Q for next week and then they'll get Hunter. Well, what if Hunter wins two or three immunities, and all of a sudden you're looking at the final six, and he's there?
Mm-hmm.
True.
Oh, it brings back to what I said previously that when it comes to Q, you know. His fate is basically in after this past week, his fate is in the hands of Kenzie and Tiffany. But the only thing that holds me back from thinking it won't be Hunter is that they haven't shown Hunter yet as being stupid enough to not do something like not play his idol.
Well, he's not being stupid, and if you see him up in that tree for this week, he's playing the game. He's up there trying to gather information, see what people are talking about when he's not around.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to know what they're really saying about him, you know. I mean, I've been asked that question before through the years, different kind of like people course things I've taken dealing with business, what is the one super skill you would love to have, I always answer the same thing. I wish I could be invisible, because then I could hear what people really say about me when they don't think I'm around. That's what Hunter's up in that tree doing.
Right.
Yep.
So.
Mr. Tony.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and that's good strategy. I mean, that's good strategy. I mean, Tony made it famous. But,
yeah,
I mean, and Hunter looked like he was dug in pretty good where you couldn't really see him up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in a nice little cocoon.
And if you're just guessing off editing and they're showing you a guy up in a tree like that, you wouldn't think his story's fixing to end. You would think we're going to see more from him.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't show a whole lot of the other, I mean, they show Q, and that's the other thing of the editing. They show Q, and you automatically think the same thing you've been thinking the last 2 weeks. He's in trouble. Eventually, he's going to be in trouble.
Yeah.
You know, week after week, everybody keeps saying, oh, it's going to be Q. Eventually, it's going to be Q. And Kevin the same way. Kevin's going to be in that boat too. It's fixing to be a point where everybody's like, oh, well, he's outstayed his welcome too. So, I mean, you know, maybe out of that five, Q, Tevin, Hunter, Tiffany, and Venus, maybe the safest two are the two girls.
That's possible.
Yep.
I would agree with that, especially specifically Tiffany. I think Tiffany is probably the safest of the two girls as well.
Yes.
And like I said earlier, you always got to consider Hunter could start winning immunities. He can beat these people at immunity, depending on what it is, you know. He can beat the guys. Physically, I don't care that Q was a college athlete. Hunter can beat him physically.
Yeah.
You know he can beat Kevin. He can beat Ben and Charlie. Hunter is the male threat that's left. Now, if it comes to puzzles and stuff, then you're going to have to consider the girls. Just like you saw in this last challenge last night. Two female winners, and that challenge always, always is good for the girls. So.
Another thing that I was thinking, maybe Tiffany leaves with her idol. Or is that not the case? Plead the fifth or something like that?
Well, no, I mean, it's possible, but at this point, don't you figure if Tiffany felt threatened, she'd play it? Because it's not like she's one of the stronger, I mean, as far as a female, physically she's strong, but it's not like she's somebody that's going to dominate challenges. If she feels she's in trouble, she's probably going to play the idol.
If she feels like she's in trouble.
You're getting down at a point in the game where it's really stupid if you have any doubts not to play an advantage if you have it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The only way you hold on to it now is if you damn sure you're safe.
Yeah, emphasis on damn sure.
So, but if the targets are, you know, just say next week, the targets are the guys, Q, Hunter, you could throw Charlie and Ben into it. Even though you know they're safe, they can still be targets.
Yeah.
You know, if the girls are like, we need to start taking out these guys, then Tiffany probably feels safe about not playing an idol. See, that's the other thing. I mean, I split them into two groups of five, and that kind of skewers your thinking a little because you forget the other five. You got to consider them in all of this because when you're thinking of challenges, you got to consider Ben and Charlie. You got to consider Mariah that just won. You got to consider Kenzie because she's a very good challenge player as a female. So,
and you got to consider Liz too because we haven't seen her, so we don't know.
Just because you know they're going to be safe to five, don't mean they don't have a big role in what's about to happen.
Oh yeah,
because they, I mean, logically they have to. If they're the five that outlast, they got to have a hand in what's fixing to happen. So,
and JB, to be fair, nobody can see Liz, not just the audience.
Yeah.
But Liz don't need the money.
All she wants is that
those companies. She has all those companies, Jim.
I have not. Melissa, have you or Steve, anybody? I have not researched her to know that she's telling the truth. Is she Russell Hance and she's making this up, or is she legitimately, you know, have what she says she does?
She could be Russell.
Yeah, she could be Russell's girlfriend.
I haven't researched her.
Either. I just took her for a word because I believed her.
I just Googled her right now.
Okay.
Yeah, LinkedIn page, email marketing specialist, claims to run a multiple six-figure email marketing membership where she helps 4,000 plus entrepreneurs make money with email, and she's also a keynote speaker.
Okay, that first part means she's really big into being one of the people that spam our email boxes.
Yeah.
You know,
oh,
all
shit.
That damn spam you get?
Yeah.
Half that shit from Liz, I guess. So she, I guess she's probably legit. So,
yeah,
I'm her anyway.
I think so.
Well, I mean, good for her. And her strategy was she's just going to tell people she's rich and she don't need the money. I don't think I'd have done that, but it's her strategy.
Hey, I mean, it's probably an easy way to the finals.
Well, I mean, I think we talked about this earlier this season. If your goal was to win the game, just to be the champ and it wasn't about the money, you still don't use that strategy because
right. How
are you going to get the votes? So if that was your goal, was just to win the game, you don't tell them you don't need the money because that loses votes.
Mm-hmm.
So, very, very questionable strategy players should look at. I mean, I know the Culpeppers went through that because people knew, oh, they got money, he played pro football.
Yeah. Jeff Kent was smart enough to not talk about his baseball career.
Yeah, and with Jimmy Johnson. He didn't have to bring it up. Everybody knew who the hell he was.
Yeah, really.
But, and then Russell tried to use reverse strategy
and
do what we've been talking about. Liz, Russell tried to act like he was a millionaire and didn't need the money, and everybody looked at him and said, "Oh, you full of shit. You need dental work."
Yeah, really.
And John Rocker, well, people knew about him too.
Right, right.
He didn't have to bring it up.
Yeah.
But he did try to hide his identity, as I recall. He tried claiming he was John Wetland.
I'm friends with Julie that was on there, who was his girl back then.
Yeah.
Who I don't know if all of you know this or not. She's happily married to somebody else with a beautiful little baby. That was it for her. After all of that with him, she was done with him. And I can't think of the name of the movie. Michael Douglas, Morgan Freeman, and another actor. Three of them went to Vegas to gamble. Morgan Freeman, Michael Douglas, and one other guy. Maybe it was Al Pacino. I don't know. It's a great movie. But Julie was in that movie. She had a really small part in that movie. So another little survivor tidbit. Julie McGee, you Google her, you'll probably see she probably has an IMDb page that will tell you what the movie was. But she's a good girl. She went through a lot back with him. It was bad. He was hard to deal with. I've talked to him a few times. He was okay, you know, but you could tell he was really arrogant. Yeah.
I see a couple credits on IMDb for Julie.
What's the movie I'm thinking of?
Las Vegas. LASD
yeah,
Vegas.
It. Michael Douglas, Morgan Freeman, somebody else.
Robert De Niro. Michael Douglas, Morgan Freeman.
Okay, it was De Niro. I remember the scene. They were walking out, looking out over everything inside, the three of them. All of a sudden, they see her down on, like, the main floor with, like, a bikini top on. And, of course, she caught their eye. I mean, that was basically the whole role for her. And then she walked off, and that was it. But I'm sure she got paid pretty good for it.
Yeah.
I ain't never asked what that pays.
He was also on one episode of a TV show called Drop Dead Diva.
Okay. I talked to her about that. I told her I saw her in the movie. I saw that movie. So, but she's a good girl. She went through a lot with him. He was kind of out there, kind of crazy.
That's what steroids will do to you.
Yeah. He was good. He was a good pitcher for a while, though. He was good. He could bring it. Cocky. Oh, my God, he was cocky. And you saw that if you remember him on the show. He was like that with the show.
Mm-hmm.
There's been others on there that have been really, really successful and technically couldn't have used the money. I don't know how you could ever not use $1 million. Even if you got money, you could still use $1 million to do something. Like, what about Lisa Welchel, the actress?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, Penner and Scoopid both knew who she was, but no one else did, and she didn't talk about it.
Oh, you knew Penner would know who she was.
Oh, yeah.
Coming from, you know, from his background. Wasn't there a cowboy backup quarterback a long time ago, Tim, named Gary Hogaboom?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, there was.
Yeah. I'm sure he didn't technically need the money. And what about all the basketball players? What about all the basketball players that's been on there, like Cliff Robinson?
Cliff Robinson, yeah. He told about his career. Everyone knew who he was.
What's the guy? Oh, Scott. What's Scott's last name? Scott.
Pollard.
Scott Pollard, the whack job.
Now, in fairness to Scott, at the time, he didn't need the money, but as life has advanced, he has needed the money because he's had to go through a heart transplant. So
yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, but he made it through it. So, but there were other basketball players. Those weren't the only two.
Were they?
I remember Cliff.
I
remember
Scott. Remembered that. Also, there was Danny McCray for football.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if
the thing about Danny. He's pretty private. He's not really out there a whole lot on social media and stuff. But I got a good picture of him the other day and got it for Whispers. I doubt Danny made a ton of money because he wasn't in it that long.
Yeah, and also Brandon from season 44 was a football player, but he never really played. So he probably didn't make money off it either.
Yeah.
What about the guy that was the surgeon? Who was he, Tarzan?
There were two from Redemption Island. Well,
what
that
about
were former?
If you want somebody recent, in a career like that, JB. What about Gabler, that gave his money away?
Oh yeah, he gave $1 million.
He obviously makes really good money. Isn't he like an anesthesiologist or something like that?
He's a heart valve surgeon, I think.
Yeah, okay.
No, he was the representative for heart valve, and he would go into the operating room and help put the valve together so the surgeon could insert it.
Yeah, okay. Because I remember making a joke about that when he was on, thinking that would be my luck. I'd be in there having that done. And I would come to and look up and see Gabler working on my heart. I would lose right then. I'd give up and just say, I know I'm out of here.
I think a lot of people would be judged like that.
But obviously the guy knows what he's doing and he's good at it.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I see Lisa with quite a few credits on IMDb.
And Steve, I would guess when Ashley Massaro was on there, she was from WWE, but I'm guessing she probably wasn't really making a whole lot of money. I mean, I don't know what they paid her for Playboy. She may have made some money for that. I don't know.
Well, I remember watching one of those YouTube videos that Maven did, and considering how he won Tough Enough, he said he would make anywhere to around $5,000 a week, I think he said, depending on how much he was used. So it really depends on how much she was being used at the time by the WWE.
Well,
and it also helps that she won.
And you would have to add in her Playboy money too, because some of them, when they do those shoots for Playboys, make a lot of money.
Right. Yeah. So
I know,
she would have.
You know,
actually,
I know everybody knows me and Kara.
Still has ongoing. I believe her estate still has ongoing residuals coming off of that too.
Yeah. I was going to say, I know everybody knows that Kara from Big Brother and I are good friends. She made a lot of money off of Playboy, a lot. She did good.
I bet.
But, and see, I don't know how far Ashley, well, I don't know if she was like a monthly thing. Kara was like a Playmate of the Year, so she was kind of big time.
Yeah, that is big time.
And, you know, another thing, too, Jim, is you kind of have to wonder if she had a bit of a settlement with Vince McMahon with all the stuff that's gone out about
that's
him.
Highly possible. That's highly possible.
Well, isn't Ashley dead?
Yeah,
she is.
She ended up dying. She did die.
She took her own life, unfortunately.
Yeah, suicide. Suicide.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and also that since we were talking
and
about,
I guess, Steve, we would have to throw, wouldn't we have to throw Morrison into this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he bounces around from organization to organization, but you can't tell me he ain't made a lot of money in his career.
Oh, no, and actually, if anything, he's probably, I mean, let's not forget, he's on a contract. So, you know, it's not like he's doing a per appearance type of deal.
Right. Yeah, he's guaranteed money.
But at the time, though, he was doing a per appearance type of deal. I don't think he was back with the WWE when he, although I could be wrong, maybe he was back with the
WWE. I think you're right, but he had been with them under guaranteed money.
Yes.
He'd already made money.
Yes.
Do y'all know
who we're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I call him
John Hennigan.
I call him Morrison because that's mostly what I remember him from wrestling, but you guys remember him from the show from Survivor?
Yep.
He was part of the Bro Chachos Alliance.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then obviously we also have to talk about Mike White.
Exactly. Yeah, Mike's another one.
And Survivor Redemption Island had two football players who weren't very big in Steve and Grant.
You talking about Steve
both
Morris?
NFL. Steve Wright.
Okay. What about Steve Morris?
Oh, Chicken? Chicken Morris.
No, not Steve Morris. Steve Wright. Steve Wright.
Yeah, Steve. I said him.
He wrote a book, too.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he makes money off of writing a book. He still does book signings.
Wow, well, I did not know that.
Yeah.
What position did he play?
I think he was on the Cowboys, though. Wasn't he on the Cowboys? No, he wasn't that big. I follow him on Facebook. He posts pictures every day signing books somewhere.
Yeah. Steve, you would be correct. He did play for the Cowboys, 1981. He played for the Dallas Cowboys, 1981 to 1982.
Yeah, I thought he played for the Cowboys. He still posts about football. Things that happen in football, he'll still post about it, but he mostly talks about his book.
Yeah.
What was he, a lineman?
He also played for the Colts, both in Baltimore and Indianapolis, 83 to 84.
He played with Howie Long somewhere because I saw him do a post about how good Howie was.
That would have been with the Los Angeles Raiders. He played for them from 87 to 93.
Okay.
And the other team he played for was the Oakland Invaders of the USFL in 85.
Yeah.
Let's see. He was an offensive tackle.
Okay. He didn't look that big to me. I guess maybe back then they weren't as big.
He's 6 foot. Says here he's 6 foot 6, 285.
Oh, he ain't nowhere near that now.
Yeah, he probably was back in the day, but not now.
I mean, he's already skin and bones to begin with.
He's slim now.
You remember Tony Dorsett's 99-yard touchdown run against the Vikings that was a record back then?
Yeah,
he was the right guard on the offensive line that play. According to Wikipedia.
He's probably the only one that missed his block.
And also, Steve did block for Gary Hogaboom.
Wow. Now, see, that's interesting because we had Hogaboom on the show.
Yep. Exactly why I brought it up. And
you know,
also,
they've actually, Melissa, don't you think they've actually had enough? And I've thought about this, but they would never do it. They've actually had enough players in the past with backgrounds like that that they could do a whole season if they brought them back.
Probably.
Yeah, you could even throw Pinner into that because of his movies and shows.
Didn't Howie Long originally start for Oakland? Wasn't he originally an Oakland Raider, and then he came to L.A.?
Well, the Raiders started out in Oakland and then moved to L.A., so.
Yeah, I thought that's the only team he played for was the Raiders.
Yeah. The Raiders switched cities quite a lot, so.
Who do y'all think would have been the most recognizable player that you ever saw walk on the beach if you were a player? Which person would you have known right off the bat who they were?
Jimmy Johnson. Ooh. For me.
Yeah, Jimmy Johnson.
Jimmy Johnson?
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah, I would probably have to say Jimmy Johnson.
Like,
although I will say though, I was kind of caught off guard with how he looked. It kind of looked like he had lost a little bit of weight in the face before heading out there.
Yeah.
So that might have thrown.
I would have recognized a lot of them, but I would say Jimmy Johnson's probably at the top of the list. What about you, Melissa? You're a sports person. Would Jimmy Johnson have ranked up there with you, or maybe somebody like Lisa Welchel?
Well, Lisa, for sure. I knew who she was because I used to watch that show.
Okay. So she'd have probably been the most recognizable you've seen if you were out there. You would have been like, oh, I know who you are. What about you, Peggy?
Yeah, I say both of them, both Jimmy Johnson and Lisa Welchel, because I also watch that show, too.
I can tell you, the first, they would have probably edited this out.
Mm-hmm.
If I'd have been playing and all of a sudden Jimmy Johnson walks up on the shore, first thing I'd do is look at him and say,
He played for Arkansas.
Yeah.
He played for Arkansas. Yes, he did. Him and Jerry Jones, he owns the Cowboys. Him and Jerry were roommates.
Huh.